Speaking to Shadow Chancellor John McDonnell after 8 o'clock on Five Live Breakfast. Wake up to Money's Coletta Smith is at Piccadilly Station in Manchester this morning. Morning to you, Coletta.
Morning, Claire. Yeah, I'm looking at this whole idea of productivity because that's really what the Chancellor was focusing on yesterday, the idea of £23 billion extra to be put into a special productivity investment fund. And a big chunk of that is going to go to transport and it's going to go to infrastructure throughout the UK. I'm at Manchester Piccadilly Station this morning. Lots of commuters heading into work in Manchester. And also, of course, this is a hub station, so lots of people changing trains, changing platforms and hopping on another train out to somewhere else in the north of England. We're just at the bottom of platform 10 at the moment, and it certainly is a busy morning here at Manchester Piccadilly. But I am joined by Henry Brooks, who is Managing Director of Tatton Estate Management. Morning, Henry.
Good morning.
And Henry, you're one of the biggest landowners in Cheshire. A big part of that at the moment is to do with infrastructure development. You're looking to make a lot of changes.
Well, the government is doing a great job in unleashing the potential of the Northern Powerhouse, and it's very much the job of the private sector to respond and deliver the return on the government's investment. So, for example, our client, the Tatton Estate, has had the A556 built through it, which is a £200 million dual carriageway just next to Manchester Airport. So to try and deliver the jobs and investment that justifies, we're promoting the Cheshire Gateway, which is a science park and distribution facility that would deliver over 2,500 jobs.
So we're talking about infrastructure here in terms of getting extra funding from the government and also research and development. So both of those things are clearly important to you and the future of your company.
Yes, absolutely. And we see it's fantastic to see the government doing more and more in joined up thinking, but also more in terms of devolution to allow local areas and local businesses to help shape their future and create the places that will attract and retain the best people both to live and to work.
Cheshire is the stomping ground of the former Chancellor, George Osborne, who obviously put the Northern Powerhouse very much on the government's agenda. There was concern that that might be dropping off the agenda. Do you sort of feel that focus is perhaps slipping further south now to a route between Cambridge and Oxford, or do you think there's still enough focus on infrastructure, I suppose, particularly in the north?
Well, it was a concern, in particular that the front bench has virtually no Northern MPs on it. However, it was wonderful to have Andrew Percy, the Northern Powerhouse Minister, here in Cheshire only last week. And the Chancellor himself, who hopefully will come and visit us very soon, has really made it clear by publishing the Northern Powerhouse strategy and delivering £550 million to Northern LEPs more than any other region, that the Northern Powerhouse is not only not forgotten, but is actually a key priority.
And you're also developing housing at the moment. That was another big, big focus of the autumn statement yesterday. A lot more funding from the government, bigger commitments from them. How can the private sector respond to that, do you think?
That's the great thing about this part of the world, is that for every pound invested, the return is incredible. Cheshire is the most successful economy in the north. The problem we have is not about money. It's about help in the planning process and joining up the thinking. And so hopefully transport for the north will be given statutory force in the next few months. But the next step from that will be to have more of a regional housing and job strategy to join in with that infrastructure. So every pound spent on infrastructure unlocks several pounds of private sector investment, and in particular delivers the sort of aspirational housing so that people from the south of England, people from abroad, regard the north as a first choice place to live and work.
So are you concerned then that even though the government's pumping a lot of money into this, that if local councils, local planning authorities are making decisions on housing and on transport, perhaps things might get stuck in the pipeline?
Absolutely. Unfortunately, that's already happening a great deal. And at the Conservative Party conference this year, it was very refreshing to hear an absolutely firm tone from the Sajid Javid and Gavin Barwell that housing is an absolute number one national priority. We have to deliver the places for our children and our grandchildren to live, and we're failing our country at the moment. But hopefully, particularly in the north, we can create great places to live rather than just housing estates.
Henry Brooks from Tatton Estate Management, thanks very much for joining me. There'll be a little bit more for me